WTAW News Time is 6:05, 53 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Reports are coming in of a wreck at the Barron Road overpass on Highway 6, which delayed traffic this morning before 6 a.m. We'll give you more information as details come in, but do allow yourself some extra time while heading to work and school this morning if you are in that area. Bryan police were called to an armed robbery last night a few blocks west of downtown. It happened at the Texaco Food Mart in the 1200 block of William J. Bryan at about 9 p.m. Investigators say four men wearing masks robbed the convenience store and fled on foot. An undisclosed amount of money was taken. There have been no reports of injuries. Police are looking for possible suspects in that area. The agency that evaluated property values throughout Brazos County wants to move.
The Brazos Central Appraisal District has started asking five local taxing units to approve purchasing land and building a new headquarters. The first to consider action is tonight by the College Station School Board. The appraisal district's located in Lee Spaced and Bryan on Briarcrest between Broadmoor and Kent. From a letter sent to CISD, the appraisal district wants a site more accessible to property owners and a building that's more functional. That led to the appraisal district's recommendation to buy land near Copperfield and University near the county's new tax office that's under construction. The project cost of a 14,000-square-foot building on almost 2 acres is $3.8 million. The College Station and Bryan school boards, the two city councils, and the county all have to vote. The appraisal district must get at least 4 votes to proceed. All the background information is online at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The new semester is underway at Blinn College, and there is more student parking west of the Bryan campus. Spokesman Richard Bray says they get to use the Texas National Guard Armory parking lot on East 25th.
They've got some parking there. They were deployed in December, so they have some space they're not using. And so we talked to them a little bit about it, and our students will have the opportunity to park there as additional parking options for the spring semesters.
Bray says the deployment, which led to the agreement, will last 2 years. Bryan police passing a car at night without its headlights on led to catching a man whose arrest report indicated 40 prior driving infractions in the last 8.5 years. 44-year-old Daryl Leon Bishop of Bryan was arrested for driving with an invalid license with a prior conviction and at least 6 warrants from College Station police. The annual Economic Outlook Conference from the BCS Chamber of Commerce is 2 weeks away. Chamber President Royce Hickman says the luncheon speaker is from the website nerdwallet.com.
They've actually released some ratings that had the Bryan College Station community reasonably highly rated. And so we've asked her to come talk about what it is about our community that impressed them.
Cindy Yang is NerdWallet's small business advisor. Local speakers include officials from the Twin Cities and Texas A&M. A link to more information and to get tickets is on our website at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 6:08. It's 53 degrees. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
You want good TV and high-speed internet. Everyone does. The satellite professionals at Starfire can take care of both. Starfire is the only dealer in the Brazos Valley to offer DirecTV and Dish Network for your TV viewing and Exceed and Hughes for high-speed internet. If you're looking for great TV and high-speed internet at the best possible price available anywhere, call Starfire today. Starfire, 279-2788. 279-2788. Starfire, serving the Brazos Valley since 1984. Call Starfire today.
Good morning, it's 6:09. Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you this morning by Peach Creek Vineyards and Winery. Enjoy fine local wines in a peaceful rural setting just south of College Station. Visit peachcreekvineyards.com.
Much of the area covered with a blanket of fog this morning. That's why dense fog advisory is in effect until 10 a.m. The fog will eventually give way to sunshine, high 70 to 75. Clear tonight to start, then it turns partly cloudy overnight. Areas of fog returning, lows 50 to 55. Clouding up tomorrow, maybe a shower in the afternoon, 65. Showers tomorrow night, lows 45 to 50. Rain on Thursday, 50 to 55. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit. There's an Aggie in the Australian Open. A&M Baseball opens the season in the top 25 and a whole lot more like Deflategate coming up in sports. We'll do it for you at 6:50. I had to.
Just got to let the air out of the room, don't you?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah,
you know.
Okay.
Had to open that.
Deflate Gate. I like that.
Okay. Thank you.
Alex Nash in England invited to the party just before Christmas. His parents accepted and said that Alex would be there. But then they realized that Alex was double booked and had planned to spend some time with his grandparents, which he did. And so, after the party date came and went, Alex's parents got an invoice for $20. I mean, because Alex was a no-show at the party. And after refusing to pay, Alex's dad said that he had been told he will be taken to small claims court. The mom who sent the party invite said all details were on the party invite. They had every detail needed to contact me. We have a new trend?
Oh, I'm certain this is going to catch on.
Birthday party?
If it hasn't already.
That's exactly right, because the clown brought extra balloons, and I don't know how old Alex is.
It wasn't extra balloons. They went to a snow park of some kind that had snowboarding and stuff, and that's how much it cost to get in.
But if you have that much money to throw that kind of party for your kid...
Yeah. Can the $20 hole really be something that you're
exactly.
that you're gripping over?
Oh, hey guys, I'm not Patrick.
Can't we just have what? No, that's great. No, that's exactly right. No, it's a fair assessment of the situation. By the way, the accident is I drove by the accident.
Yeah, Keith did too. He came in this morning to tell me about it. Plenty, so I don't. You probably know more than I do.
Plenty of lights. That's for sure. Well, you know, at 3 till 6, I can tell you what it looked like. Anyway, I think there were 5 police cars and 2 fire trucks and all that, and it looked like there was an 18-wheeler or maybe a big truck anyway, and then 2 people-sized vehicles involved. No ambulances there at the time, but apparently somebody had rubbed up against the wall there in between the 2 lanes. Hopefully it'll be cleared up, but there is some fog out there too. Be aware of that. If you're in a low-lying area, then you're probably getting some of that stuff, and we'll take a detailed look at the weather in just a few minutes. It's gonna be a good time. Okay, Reaver, you ready to hit this
I'm
thing?
I'm ready.
All right, let's go. We're gonna have a great time
together. We got a lot of info.
Information.
Right on it. Yeah, there you go. We're gonna have a good time. Like you've been doing this forever.
Okay. With all due respect.
Yeah. We have been doing this forever.
It's radio.
Yeah, it's really. Yeah. It's not like you have to have scalpels.
But if you
stuff
could
like.
See my face, if I was on camera, it would be that much better.
Never having to remove them again. No messy glues. And being able to eat any food you want. It's possible with implant retained new you dentures from inventor Dr. Michael Reese. Virtually identical to real teeth, implant-retained New You dentures stay in all day, every day, and can change your life. Isn't it time you had natural-looking, fully functional teeth? Move up to implant-retained New You dentures. Learn more at drreese.com.
614, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Here we go with, the 20th, huh? 20th day of the year. Notice how I picked right up on that. It's National Disc Jockey Day. So be sure and wear a shirt that somebody else gave you.
Done.
Yeah.
Got to wear a gimme something.
Yeah.
I think I'm wearing a gimme cap, too.
I'm not going to say the name of the guy who used to work here, but you meet a lot of interesting people when you're in the radio business, without a doubt. And, you know, there's one guy who he worked for the radio station, I think, 4 different times. What he would do is, when the weather got cold, he would drive down here and stop and get
so
hired.
He was a radio snowbird?
That's it, something like that. And then eventually he retired here, as his wife said, just because they got so much stuff, it was too big a hassle to move anymore. I'm thinking, well, gosh, what a ringing endorsement of Bryan College Station to do that.
Certainly.
But the other guy that we had was a guy who, it was while we were in this building, and he had an old 4-door full-size Chevrolet, okay? And the windows apparently didn't work on it. And it rained a lot, 3 inches or so. Pretty much soaked the car. He just waited about 3 weeks while it dried out and then drove it away. So, I know you probably have stories that are far more bizarre than that, Kevin. Because, you know, you were in rock and roll.
Yeah, there are some The only thing I've tried to describe to people who don't really know radio, that when you first start in this business, you sit in a 5x5 room talking to no one for roughly 4 hours a day.
Yeah.
Normal people don't do that.
Yeah, that's true.
That's the nuts and bolts of it.
But it is. There's a back and forth because people would phone in. The other thing is
I worked there.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Dark 30 in the morning.
The other thing is, of course, the there used to be a real problem with secondhand smoke. Well, sometimes it's firsthand smoke,
very
too.
Very true.
But yeah. Now
very
we don't have to worry about that very much. Not a big deal. All right. So, anyways, it's Disc Jockey Day. It's Rid the World of Fad Diets and Gimmicks Day. I kind of like the gimmicks. I don't know about the fad diets, but we need to have gimmicks. It's camcorder day. Remember camcorders?
Yes.
Wow. We got a camcorder. We're going to record everything that goes on in the house. And it's also Penguin Awareness Day.
Penguins.
Penguins are cool.
They are cool.
Once again, I think we can thank the Disneys for making people, you know, kind of have this perception of what penguins are.
Right.
When you go see them at the zoo, you kind of see that they're... they're kind of dirty little animals, really. But when they're swimming around in the water, they're really cool looking. Of course, they look like they're wearing tuxedos all the time.
All right.
And it's the beginning of Aquarius, if you care about that kind of thing. And we have birthdays of...
we will celebrate our birthdays with Evan Peters, who's 28, from the X-Men Days of Future Past. Daniel Cudmore is in the new Colossus in the X-Men movies, 34. Mm-hmm. Brantley Gilbert's a country singer, 30. Skeech Ulrich is an actor, 45. Melissa Rivers, parts of her, 47. Rainn Wilson, who's terribly funny. And I'm really kind of looking forward to Backstrom. I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, it's a brand new show he's got.
Yep. He was in The Office. He's 49. He was a beet farmer.
Yeah.
John Michael. Among other things. John Michael Montgomery is 50.
Oh, yeah, I like him.
And if you like Montgomery Gentry, they're brothers. Eddie Montgomery. James Denton from Desperate Housewives is 52. Lorenzo Lamas, 57. Bill Maher, 59. 59.
Politically incorrect.
Yes.
Yeah.
Paul Stanley, the star child of Kiss, 63. David Lynch, who's just a freak.
A little weird. Twin Peaks. Yeah, other stuff.
Elephant Man, Eraserhead.
Yeah.
Mulholland Drive.
Blue Velvet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's 69. Buzz Aldrin, 85 years old.
I mean, you wouldn't believe it to see him or hear him talk, but he's a graduate of MIT.
Brilliant, and he is the one that designed all the docking maneuvers and setups that they still use today when they're docking the space shuttle.
Pretty sharp fella.
I met him once. Cool.
Oh, cool.
Artie Johnson. Very interesting.
Yeah.
Would you like a walnut-o?
Right now, Chelsea has no idea.
What are these people talking about?
I'm just enjoying the show, guys.
Okay, all right, very good. Here
old school comedian, he was on Laugh-It. He's 86, and Rudy Bosch is 87, retired Navy SEAL that made it to the Final Four in the original Survivor.
All right, there you go, 618.
The truth and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, so the president's bold agenda on the State of the Union Day. Let's see, 7% increase to discretionary spending, 5 veto threats, open doors to Cuba, tax the rich to the tune of $320 billion new dollars, free tuition for college. After all, secondary school and grammar school and early education have all failed. Let's try it again in college. None of this is going to grow the economy or create jobs. More taxes are only going to be used to pay for the government's insatiable spending appetite. That's all you need to know. Meanwhile, the government collected $730 billion in the first quarter of 2015. The top 1% pays 38% of income taxes, and the bottom half, bottom 50%, less than 3%. The truth just doesn't matter when you're a redistribution socialist like the president.
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You know, everybody's got a to-do list. Drop everything off, the dry cleaning, pick up some milk. Here's an idea. Let's save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Now, the good thing is you don't have to drop off anything or pick up anything. All you have to do is go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, well, you can be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Maybe you need extra money in your pocket. It just may be the most rewarding thing you do today. Now, it's that easy. Save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Just go to geico.com. Geico.com. Hey, friends, it's a new year, and that means you probably made a few new promises to yourself to be fitter and healthier. You know, nothing could put a stop to your best intentions than those aches and pains from all that working out. My solution? Salon Pause Jet Spray. If you have back pain, knee pain, all over pain, no problem. Salon Pause Jet Spray has powerful ingredients that begin to work on contact without the mess and freeze pain away for up to 8 hours. Now look for the blue bottle with the blue cap. It's called Salon Pause for targeted relief.
We at FiberMax know that when it comes to having a successful and profitable cotton growing operation, every detail matters. But don't just take our word for it. Let's hear what FiberMax cotton growers have to say.
My name is Brent Patterson. I am a FiberMax grower. I farm around Whiteface, Texas. We planted FiberMax 2334 GLT this year on a center pivot, and it yielded 2.5 to 3 bales under that pivot. Most times on our pivots, we aim to make 2 bales or 2 bales plus, so we were very happy with the yield that the FiberMax 2334 GLT did. We will definitely plant it next year. In fact, this year we have it on a drip patch, and it looks better than the 3 bales, so the potential is definitely there for the 2334.
FiberMax, for quality and yield. Learn more at FiberMax.com. Always read and follow label instructions.
Hi, I'm David Schulte. Did you know that the lack of roof maintenance is one of the leading reasons manufacturers deny roof claims? Even roofs with as little as 3 years of age need maintenance and may be required to validate manufacturers' warranties. That's why we offer the Overhead Care Club, our roof maintenance program. It comes with an annual 17-point roof inspection, roof debris removal, gutter cleaning, and much more. Call today and ask about our Overhead Care Club.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof.
Good morning, 622, News Talk 1620, WTAW. So, are you going to do the story about Tiger Woods?
Probably not.
Okay.
You can do it.
Tiger lost a tooth. Man.
I don't have that anywhere.
Oh, you're kidding.
It's not on ESPN.
All right. Well, yeah, it was all over the Interberg yesterday. See, he decided that he was going to pop in and see his girlfriend Lindsey Vonn compete in Italy.
Which she had a very successful weekend.
Yes, she did. She won the World Cup thing again or something like that, whatever. Anyhow.
I don't know.
So he's there, you know, kind of incognito. He's wearing a scarf that has skeletons on it. That's a little weird. Covering up his face and got the knit cap on and the sunglasses and all that. And so she wins.
Because all those snowbirds really care about golfers.
You know it. They don't. And it just see some guy in there. And so,
exactly.
According to his rep, what happened was there's this media crush in there, okay, to get around Lindsay after she's won. And this guy's got a video camera on his shoulder, like cameramen do. And he swings around and pop, knocks out the left tooth right there next to your, I guess it's an incisor.
Incisor?
Yeah, right there. And so there you go. And they showed a picture of him. Got him a missing tooth there.
Having been in one of those real, like, Hollywood-type scrums, yeah. holy cow.
It happens.
I got cracked in the back of the dome.
So what they're doing, well, guys like me doing that. You had to get in there and get the shot. Got to get your dome out of the way. Got to have the camera lens in there.
And speaking of which, I just found the picture.
Yeah?
And it almost looks fake.
Yeah. Well, apparently it's not. And the deal is he's playing in the Phoenix Open, I think, which is a kind of a raucous golf tournament. That's a whole other story.
Yeah, Phoenix is crazy.
People yell and scream at the golfers, which I kind of think is cool. Anyhow, don't know if he'll get his tooth glued back in before then, but, you know, one of the most famous smiles ever, and now he's missing one. I don't know. I don't think it's, obviously, I don't think it's fake, but there'll be plenty of those out there. I mean, I'm not saying it's going to be like a wall poster that's going to be popular, but that's our time. And, hey, anything for Tiger to be in the news right now, right?
Sure. Well, he's not winning, so he's got to do something.
There you are.
If you're in the home construction or remodeling business, you'll want your ad in Bryan Broadcasting's At Home Magazine. At Home Magazine is full of local articles reaching local homeowners, including almost everything a homeowner needs to spruce up his home inside and out. And At Home Magazine is featured at the 2015 Home and Garden Expo. For early bird special advertising prices, contact Sam Jones with Bryan Broadcasting or email sam@bryanbroadcasting.com.
Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by GunCorp. Frequently with the Infomaniacs, we make fun of cat and cat people, but now it's time for Cat Kudos. A woman in Russia feeds a stray cat that lives outside in the hallway of her apartment complex. Earlier this month, she heard the cat meowing like crazy and thought it might be hurt. So she went out to check on her, looked in the cardboard box that the cat sleeps in, and found the cat, along with a 12-week-old baby that the cat was lying next to, keeping warm. It turned out someone had abandoned the kid, left a bag with food and diapers. But this could have ended tragically because the hallway was right next to the front door and it was below freezing outside. Now, according to the paramedics, the cat is the only reason that the kiddo didn't freeze to death. And she ended up becoming very protective of the child. When they took the baby away, the cat tried to jump in the ambulance and then stood at the side of the road for several hours waiting for them to bring it back. The baby's fine, by the way. The doctors in the ER said that he is in perfect health. And the cat? Well, getting a lot of extra treats since then. And that's my commentary brought to you by Gun Corps. With the weather being just as nasty as it has been, we finally got a little bit of a break. But still, you don't want to go trudging through the mud if you want to shoot your brand new gun that you got for Christmas. Well, at Gun Corps, they have cement pads. They're all covered, and it is a beautiful training facility. Two pistol bays, one long-range rifle bay, a great pro shop that has both ammunition and guns you can rent, things that maybe you'd always wanted to try. They've got them with Gun Corps. To find out more, it's all online at gun-corps.com. The brick-and-mortar store's brand new location in College Station on Texas Avenue, right across from the Kettle, in the same shopping center as Prospectors. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you very much for listening.
It's 627, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System. World's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Going to be nice today. Turns a little bit not so nice later on in the week. A little bit of fog out there right now this morning, too, so just kind of be aware of that. Look for a high temperature of 72 after the fog burns off and south winds at about 5 miles an hour. It's going to shift around out of the north this afternoon. So tonight, our low will be 49. Now tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies and about 64 degrees is what we'll look at. Rain is likely on Wednesday night. There's a 60% chance of that. And then it'll be a low of 49, and then the temperature will not move on Thursday. Our high will be 49. We'll have a 90% chance of rain on Thursday. It's a 50% chance of rain on Thursday night with a low of about 40, and then a 20% chance of rain on Friday. Sunshine returns on Saturday is what they're telling us with a high of 60, so be okay, but we got couple of days here of some more rain. Winds out of the south right now at 9, and we've got, as I say, a little bit of fog and mist out there, and it's 50 degrees.
Hallmark Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have three BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day in-by-9 out after 5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning, laundry, and alteration service for over 20 years.
If you want to take advantage of word-of-mouth advertising, you've got to find the right people to talk about your product. So where do you find those people? I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up.
This morning, Sandra Sneed wrote a joyful status. This miss is a soon-to-be Mrs. Over 300 friends liked her engagement post, and it got 76 comments. Sandra, you're one popular gal. Geico also has a comment on your status. Did you know you could save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance in just 15 minutes by switching to Geico? Just the way we're trying to help cushion a nice little nest egg for the future misses. Hashtag getting hitched. Hashtag savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
At the U.S. Postal Service, we deliver to every address in America.
So when it comes to packages you need to return, for whatever reason,
don't go out of your way to return it.
Because we'll already be there, delivering your mail.
Like we do almost every day.
So it's easy for us to pick up your returns.
Just print a label,
schedule a free pickup,
leave it for me,
me,
or me,
and we'll return it for you. For more information, visit USPS.com/returns.
10% of the U.S. population are influencers. They're the ones that tell the rest of us about new, cool stuff.
Influencers are not looking for life-changing miracle things to share with their friends. What they do like to find things that are better. So instead of drinking this beer, why don't you drink this beer? Because that's a lot tastier.
Ted Wright, author of the book Fizz, says this is the essence of word-of-mouth advertising. And it all happens very quickly and very informally.
The average word-of-mouth conversation in the United States is only 32 seconds long. So we're not talking about big, long diatribes with white papers, and we're talking about just one friend telling another friend while the kids are in swim practice or just, you know, sitting around the whatever virtual or physical water cooler that is.
Where do you find influencers?
Influencers, you don't find them, they find you. So let's go back to the personality traits for influencers. They like to try new things because they're new. They like to share stories with their friends, and they're intrinsically motivated. Because they like to share stories with their friends, they're always swimming through the sea of commercial information that's out there.
So if you want your product or service to be seen by influencers, you have to be out there.
As a marketer, you have to put a story that's going to attract people, and they'll make the right decision for themselves.
It's somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:31, 53 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Bryan police are looking for four men who robbed a convenience store last night. Investigators say the men wore masks, robbed the Texaco Food Mart in the 1200 block of William J. Bryan around 9 p.m. An undisclosed amount of money was taken, and the men fled on foot. No injuries were reported. The office where property owners in Brazos County appeal their property taxes may be moving.
The Brazos Central Appraisal District wants to buy land near Copperfield and University and construct a 14,000-square-foot building. Before the appraisal district can proceed on the $3.8 million project, it needs at least four votes from the five elected bodies that control funding. The first stop is tonight's College Station School Board meeting. Also getting a vote is the Bryan School Board, the two city councils, and Brazos County. The new appraisal office would be near the county's new tax office, which is under construction. In a letter from the appraisal district's board chairman to the school board president, they wanted a more convenient location for property owners in both cities. Favorable interest rates and creating a more functional workspace were also cited. The appraisal district currently leases more than 10,000 square feet on Briarcrest between Kent and Broadmoor. The yearly cost shared by the five governmental units is about $160,000. That would go up to $271,000 a year with the new building. Online at WTAW.com is the background information the appraisal district sent to the College Station School Board. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
A former head athletic trainer and assistant athletic director at Texas A&M is suing the university, claiming age discrimination.
Carl Kapczynski was 56 when he was fired in November of 2013. The 1979 graduate of Texas A&M, now working at Houston Methodist in Sugar Land, has filed a federal lawsuit. The termination letter from athletic director Eric Hyman says Kapczynski was fired based on his unacceptable job performance and said that the head trainer would not be eligible for rehire for 5 years. But his attorney says that designation violates A&M policy. James Stanley, TSN News.
A Brazos County District Court jury has convicted a former Bryan man of an armed robbery that took place nearly 5 years ago. The jury then sentenced 24-year-old Ricky Jackson Jr. of Houston to 25 years in prison. According to prosecutors, the convenience store clerk at the Valero on East 29th, who was held up, remembered Jackson from high school. Jackson is also wanted in Brazoria County on a theft charge. A Bryan man arrested last August on multiple burglary charges has been sentenced to an 8-year prison term. 35-year-old Buddy Perez was arrested after he was confronted by a victim with a baseball bat inside a home on West 29th between Randolph and Logan. For the fourth time in the last month, a top administrator at the Texas Health and Human Services Department has resigned. The latest is the deputy chief of staff for the HHS commissioner, who received nearly $100,000 to pay for graduate school in violation of state policy. Three others left amid scrutiny over lucrative and no-bid contracts to an Austin tech company. The Central Texas Television meteorologist who was shot last month leaving the station returned to work. Patrick Crawford of KCEN-TV was greeted yesterday by coworkers who wore T-shirts with the Superman logo, a favorite of the weatherman. Crawford then showed he was wearing a Superman T-shirt underneath his suit. You can see a group photo online at WTAW.com. The gunman who shot Crawford in the KCEN parking lot December 17th remains at large. There is a $20,000 reward to locate the shooter. The Texas National Guard Armory is the latest parking area for students attending the Blinn College campus in Bryan. Spokesman Richard Bray says the agreement follows a deployment last month from the Armory on East 25th.
They're out there for 2 years. I foresee us being able to use this as well the following fall. It gives us just a few more parking spots where students can park without breaking any rules, and it's a good opportunity for everybody all around.
Students and staff will also have to get used to new traffic signals and turn lanes at Villa Maria and Joseph that were installed over the last month. Tickets are still available for the BCS Chamber of Commerce Economic Outlook Conference, which is 2 weeks from tomorrow. Chamber President Royce Hickman says panelists includes officials from the Twin Cities and Texas A&M. The conference also includes plenty of time for networking opportunities.
We're on time. We try to allow for those breaks to be about a half hour, certainly minimum of 15 or 20 minutes, and that gives folks a chance to network as well. And then, obviously, after lunch, they can hang around and visit with some folks, too, before they head back to the office. So I appreciate it because it is a tremendous networking opportunity, and quite frankly, it's one that I take advantage of every year.
The luncheon speaker is the small business advisor from the website nerdwallet.com. On our website at WTAW.com, there's a link to get tickets and for more information. WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 53 degrees. This look at news is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. More news at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. If you are experiencing blurred vision driving at night, glare and halos around lights, you may have a cataract. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564. At Mar Eye Center, we appreciate and thank you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Ready to make the commitment to be healthier, to be stronger, to feel better? Then here's the number to call, 693-6100. That's Super Slow Zone. You know the slogan, minutes a week, in shape for life. And that's exactly what it's all about. You stop in, try the machines out. They have some new machines as they've changed their location. They're still right there on Rock Prairie Road in the medical complex by the Med, but they're now in the West Side building right there on the first floor. But they're pieces of equipment they haven't had before. And as a result, you go in, you try the equipment out, you find what you're looking for in exercise. Then they take a brief medical history, and you're on your way. 693-6100. You're on your way to a healthier you so that you can feel better every day. You go and you work out a couple of times a week. After a while, it shifts down to one time a week. But what you always get is attention, one-on-one work. That's what makes Super Slow Zone different. Minutes a week in shape for life. Call them at 693-6100, Super Slow Zone.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
The house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Because I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
Be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
My grandson always tells me I worry about him too much. Well, I was worried sick when he came home from Afghanistan. He came back wounded. It wasn't a wound you could see. It was post-traumatic stress disorder. My T felt like he didn't fit in anywhere. Then I heard about Wounded Warrior Project. I don't know what they do there, but my T is smiling again.
Many of our warriors return from the battlefield with post-traumatic stress disorder. Help support them at woundedwarriorproject.org.
About 20 till, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Check some weather, brought to you this morning by Barker's Heating and Cooling, your home for Lennox products to keep your family comfortable all year round.
The National Weather Service has issued a dense fog advisory for the area. It's in effect through 10 this morning. A very foggy start. Give yourself some extra time to get where you're going. The fog will gradually lift, and eventually it turns sunny and warm, high 70 to 75. Partly cloudy tonight. Areas of fog will develop. Lows overnight 50 to 55. Becoming cloudy tomorrow with a chance of an isolated afternoon shower, 65. Rain possible Thursday, 50 to 55. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I didn't know anything about it until this morning. You know.
That's Bill Belichick, the head coach for the Patriots. And Deflategate.
Yeah.
I just really wanted to say that again more than anything else.
One more time.
Yeah. Okay. We'll have more on that. Plus, A&M baseball ranked in the top 25. And there's a former A&M tennis player that is actually in the Australian Open. All that and more coming up in sports here in about 10.
The U.S. American president does the State of the Union address tonight.
You sound so enthused.
Yeah, well, you watching it?
Probably not.
Yeah, that's kind of the way I feel about it, too. They're not going to be surprises. They've been floating little trial balloons out to let us know these things that he's going to aggressively discuss. Wait, I'm just going to stop. Let's go back to something that's more interesting, really. We mentioned yesterday that Tony Verna died. Tony Verna was the CBS TV director and producer who invented the instant replay. And they first used it in the Army-Navy game. And one of the things that we didn't mention yesterday was, and it's funny when you think about it now, the announcers had to explain, no, Army didn't just score another touchdown. I mean, they had to explain that this was actually a videotape replay of what happened just moments before. I mean, now, when you think about it, if you don't have the replay, people are angry about it. Why did we see it again? We only saw it four times. Couldn't we get one more angle? But anyway, guy changed the way that we watch football.
Without question.
Yeah, just saying. Now you can watch it on a big screen at the, you know, at the football stadium in most cases. All right, back to the
just
other.
Just not at A&M most of the time.
Well, you know, and that's interesting. We have discussed that up there in the big box before.
Sometimes we have.
Sometimes it's there and sometimes it's not there. And I don't know who makes that decision. I don't know if the conference does it or I don't know if A&M does it. But, you know, when we first, well, the first time they got the video screen, it's like a shiny new toy. You used it for everything. I mean, you know. A&M gains a half yard. They did the replay on that. Why? Yeah. But now they
feast or famine.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they sponsored it, too. They're making money off of it. I understand that. But anyhow. But folks go to games now and expect that. And, of course, if you've been to some of the nicer high school stadiums, they have it as well.
Yep.
Which is...
Show enough.
Don't know how I feel about that, but that's nonetheless. All right, we're not supposed to be talking about football right now. We're supposed to be talking about the President's sixth State of the Union address. We just don't want to talk about it, that's all. Joe Biden, for his part, did a high-profile thing yesterday on Martin Luther King Day and said something which was very interesting. He did a speech to a group in a women's minority group in Delaware. He reflected on the recent controversial police shooting, saying, quote, "We need to agree in this nation on two basic statements of truth. Cops have a right to go home at night to see their families. And two, all minorities, no matter what their neighborhood, have a right to be treated with respect and with dignity. All life matters. That's true unless you break the law, and then the police need to do their job." He added, "We have to recognize the black male on the corner is also a kid who likes to draw and might turn out to be a great artist, but we also should recognize the cop on the beat is also a mom who plays basketball. There are bad actors everywhere you go. The majority of people are decent." That's true, but
yes.
In some neighborhoods, the majority of people are not decent.
Yes, okay? Also true.
You know, some places it's not safe to be there. All right. The president has better poll numbers. ABC News finally asked enough people to come up with a 50% job approval rating. What has he done? His approval rating went up 9 points. He didn't do anything.
Golf.
Maybe that's what it is. He didn't do anything, so his approval rating.
Golf and lots of it.
Yeah, well, he still won't say Islamic terrorists. Just saying. And U.S. Americans say that they trust the president more than the Republican Congress. Hello, Republican Congress. Wake up and pay attention. 8-point swing, as a matter of fact. 40-26. I mean, it's not even close. They don't trust the Republicans. So, just let you know. Ton of conservatives in the Republican base won't like this, but a new survey shows that most Republicans say it's okay with Mitt Romney running for president again. Well, it's fine if he wants to run. Just getting nominated is not a good idea. That survey from CBS shows 59% of the GOP faithful have no problem with another Romney run. Okay. I know. So it turns out when the FBI came out and said that North Koreans had hacked Sony Pictures' website, they actually did, and the FBI knew it because the NSA told them about it. The NSA had hacked into the North Korean network and had been spying on them since 2010. New York Times reports that the National Security Agency had what they call beacons monitoring North Korea's computer network since 2010 and used them to basically pin the recent Sony Pictures hack on the folks there in Pyongyang. That revelation sheds some new light on Washington's accusation that North Korea was behind the cyber attack, which many in the cybersecurity community viewed with skepticism. But fact is, they had it. They had the evidence that that's exactly what had happened. And today we inaugurate a new governor and a new lieutenant governor in Austin. We're going to have perfect weather for it. The proceedings start about 11:30. A few folks are going to be seated there, and then they're going to have a big old party in Austin. And like anything else, if you got a lot of money, you can go to the great parties and all that stuff. And you know, I don't think Bill Oliver. Chelsea, you're not going, are you?
No, okay. No, I'm not. All right, okay. Or I've not been assigned
okay.
yet.
Well, you'd probably know by now if you're going to go.
Probably.
But I don't think we'll have anybody there representing the radio station.
Have obviously. You been to one?
No, I haven't.
Never?
No, I mean, I've watched them on TV.
Okay.
Yeah, you?
Me? No, that's what I was asking. I've seen presidents and done stuff like that, but I've never gone to an inauguration of any kind.
You got to have the money to go to the good parties afterwards. But the thing is, again, the weather's going to be beautiful. It's going to be great. I mean, they could wear shirt sleeves out there, which would be fine. And so they'll do that, and then I think they're feeding 17,000 people or something like that at the over there at the Austin where auditorium there on the river. They're going to do that. And apparently what they do is they use the same Bible over and over again. They pass the Bible down from one governor to the next to be sworn in. So there you go.
And I saw he left a note.
Oh, did he?
Okay. Apparently each governor writes a note to the next governor and underlines a passage in the Bible.
Oh. I'm sure his says, "You won't be here as long as I was." I'm just saying.
Not available in California, Louisiana, and Virginia.
Listeners, do you have startup capital and want to invest in a business with incredible profit potential? Fresh Healthy Vending, the number one healthy vending franchise in North America, is growing fast, and we're looking for people right here in the local area to become Fresh Healthy Vending franchise owners and help our business continue to boom. If this sounds like you, we'll send you a free owner information kit. As an added bonus to new franchise owners, we'll also pay half the franchise fees. Just go to readyforfresh.com and enter code 2121. That's readyforfresh.com, code 2121.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
If you're raising showbirds, you won't want to miss this Saturday's special edition of Producer's Saturday Class. The class will begin at 11 a.m. 4-H and FFA exhibitors can learn all about aspects of feeding and management of show broilers. Come learn about those little things that can help make you a success in the show ring this year. Remember, it's Raising Show Broilers this Saturday at 11 a.m. at Producer's. It's educational and it's free. Producer's, every ag. On Texas Avenue, just north of Highway 21 in Bryant. Or call 979-778-6000.
You get into any plant category, it's going to be tough to list the best 10 or 15 plants since there usually are many more opportunities. I'm going to discuss over the next couple of minutes, though, an attempt of that sort, the best foliage plants, house plants for dark corners indoors. Each of the plants should thrive under any but the very darkest of indoor growing conditions. Now, even with the precaution of good variety choice, you should also choose plants that have been acclimated by plants that have been grown in shaded greenhouses or held indoors in lower light intensities for a month or two. They'll take off a whole lot better for you. If you bring a plant in from a very bright greenhouse and put it in your house or your office, it's going to struggle if it's been acclimated to bright light. I'll be back with the foliage plants for dark corners right after this message. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, self-published so I could have the book I've always wanted. This is not a revision of my complete guide to Texas gardening written 24 years ago. This is an entirely new format. 840 of my photographs and 344 pages. Chapter 1 is the basics of gardening in Texas. Chapter 2 covers a monthly calendar of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all of your plants. Chapters 3 through 11, trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, lawns, fruit, and vegetables. It's only $28.95, regular $32.95, plus tax and postage. You'll be getting a signed copy. It's not in stores. It is not on Amazon. It's available only from my office. 1-800-752-GROW. That's 1-800-752-4769. It's also available from my website, neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. When it comes to houseplants for dark corners, aglaonemas are some of the easiest. These are clump-forming plants with very short stems. You know them by sight. You may not know them by name. There are several varieties, many with silvery variegation. Silver Queen is one of the finest. It's one of the most popular low-light houseplants in America today. I'm even seeing some of the newer varieties that have red and pink cast to their leaves as well. Aglaonemas, Chinese evergreens, are kind of the overall category of this plant. Pothos, or devil's ivy, are vining plants. Their bright yellow variegation makes them showpieces in our indoor landscapes. The slower-growing variety, Marble Queen, has white variegation. It's kind of weak, however. Yet another reasonably common type is Scindapsus pictus, with olive drab leaves marked with silver streaks. Maybe also you've seen giant leaf pothos. Interestingly, it's the very same variety as the common golden pothos. Train it to grow upright, and the leaf size increases drastically. That'll only happen when they're grown on totem poles, grown vertically. Philodendrons are excellent in lower light, especially the vining types. The larger self-heading types like Philodendron siloam, split-leaf philodendron, won't be happy in darker conditions. They also get far too large for the average home. But when we get into lower light intensities, heartleaf philodendron is one of the most popular, one of the best adapted. And you also will find many other types of vining philodendrons, and all should succeed well indoors. Spathiphyllum, or peace lilies, are wonderful low-light plants with large dark green leaves and showy white jack-in-the-pulpit flowers. They're available in several different sizes and forms. There even are variegated spathiphyllums. I like Janet Craig Dracaena very, very much. There are other Dracaenas that'll do well in low light. Marginata, the red-edged type, doesn't do as well inside. And finally, Sansevierias, mother-in-law's tongue they're called. There are a lot of great plants, snake plants another name. I'm Neil Sperry, retaining walls in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:52. The Texas A&M baseball team was tabbed 17th in the inaugural D1Baseball.com preseason top 25 yesterday. The Aggs were ranked 5th among SEC schools in the league that had 8 teams listed in the top 25. Aggies are set to return 22 letter winners from last season's 36-win squad. The season starts February the 13th as Holy Cross makes their way to Olsen Field at 6:35, and you can catch that game on their new home, Sports Radio 1150 The Zone. Former Texas A&M men's tennis All-American Austin Krajicek was named to the Australian Open doubles draw Sunday. The major tournament started Monday. The Florida native will be partnered with fellow American Donald Young to take on a third-seeded team from Spain. Krajicek will participate in the Australian Open for the first time in his professional career, entering the week at number 70 in the ATP doubles rankings. Programming reminder, Fighting Texas Aggie basketball is at Reed Arena tomorrow. They'll take on Missouri at 6 o'clock. That game can be caught on News Talk 1620 WTAW. There's a new gate to open, Deflate Gate. The NFL is investigating whether the New England Patriots intentionally deflated footballs during their victory over Indianapolis in Sunday's rain-soaked AFC Championship game. A league spokesman confirmed the investigation. Mike Perea is a former official and vice president of officiating for the NFL.
The only thing you could possibly say is that you could get to the ball boys, who are basically provided by the home team. I mean, and the visitors can bring their ball boys also, but they will have possession of the balls, as did happen years ago with the kicking ball. The kickers would get a ball, and they'd doctor it up and give it to the ball boys and say, throw this one in when, you know, we go out to kick. So that, to me, would be the only way that you could, maybe do that, because I don't think there could be a breakdown before the game. The officials check them. They've got a pump. They've got everything. The referee puts his initials or some mark on the ball. So that might be the only way.
Patriots coach Bill Belichick said yesterday that, quote, yesterday was the first time he had heard about the investigation, end quote. He added,
I didn't know anything about it until this morning. You know, we'll cooperate fully with, you know, whatever the league wants us to, whatever questions they ask us, whatever they want us to do.
The game operations manual of the NFL notes that people who alter footballs or allow an unapproved football to be used in a game can be disciplined with fines or other punishments, including the loss of draft choices. We'll keep it in the NFL for just a second, as the Denver Broncos have made it official. They announced Gary Kubiak as their new head coach. The Aggie quarterback under Jackie Sherrill and former Texans coach signed a 4-year contract to lead the Broncos after previously serving as the team's backup quarterback and offensive coordinator. Kubiak was 61-64 with the Texans. Now to Major League Baseball, where the Texas Rangers added a new face, Yovani Gallardo, to their starting rotation. They acquired him from Milwaukee for three players and some money. John Daniels is the president of baseball operations and general manager of the Rangers. He said Gallardo is durable.
Well, he's 28 going on 29, one of the most durable starters in the big leagues. He's 30 starts, 6 years in a row.
A person familiar with negotiations said the Washington Nationals have worked out a 7-year, $210 million contract with 2013 AL Cy Young Award winner Max Scherzer. The 30-year-old right-hander became a free agent after spending the past five seasons with Detroit. In the NBA, Dirk Nowitzki scored 21 points, and the Mavericks defeated the Grizzlies 103-95. Monte Ellis led the Mavericks with 25 points and 7 assists. Mavs skipper Rick Carlisle said Dallas never let up.
We got to be persistent. You know, we just got to keep chipping away at the rock. It's just little things over and over and over again. And, you know, as the game went on, we just kept with it. We kept attacking.
Down the road in Houston, James Harden scored a season-high 45, and the Rockets beat the Pacers 110-98. Houston coach Kevin McHale said Harden was unstoppable.
The guy's had a special year. I mean, he's played well all year long. You know, I mean, a couple of those shots he makes, nothing a defender can do. But he's been playing really well. And I know he didn't like the way that Golden State game felt. And everybody came out and did something.
By the way, Houston led at 10 by halftime and used a 33-point third quarter to push the lead to 20 entering the fourth. And that's been a look at your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryant, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Get the best in fitness with AeroFit. It's never been easier to join. Save now and start achieving your fitness goals. Memberships start as low as $30 per month, and AeroFit has five locations to better serve you and your family. Plus, with AeroFit's elite training staff, AeroFit can get you on a safe and healthy path to fitness. Call today and find out how AeroFit's personal training staff can get you in the shape you've always wanted at a price you can't afford. Call, click, or come by today and look us up on the web at AeroFitClubs.com and get yourself started on the path to a happier, healthy you. It's never been easier. Join today and your body will thank you later.
Well, we've got a little break here early in the week. We've had some cold weather already, but the folks at Intercon remind you there's going to be more cold weather out there. You know there will be. And they can help you control your energy costs with energy efficient windows. If you're building or remodeling, then let the experts at Intercon share with you some of the options that you've got so that you have energy efficient windows. You know, builder's grade windows are not necessarily the most energy efficient. And that's a mistake that you pay for every month when your energy costs are higher than they need to be. Now, generally, we worry more about keeping it cool inside your house. And they have solar screens from Intercon when the time comes. But right now, we talk about cold. And you know if your windows are energy efficient or not, because there's some of them that are just cold, some rooms that are colder than others. And that's because those windows are letting that air seep through. Give Oscar or Brad Beard a call at Intercon, 823-3639. Somebody will come out, have a look at your windows, and assess the situation, and then they'll give you an estimate and leave you alone. There's never any high pressure. This is a father and son founded company, still locally owned and operated. So for energy efficient windows, the number to call, 823-3639. That's Intercon.
Did you know that more than 275 women's lives have been saved each day since Go Red for Women began in 2004? Hi, this is Cherry Rufino with the American Heart Association's Circle of Red. Join hundreds of others on February 5th at the College Station Hilton for the Go Red for Women's Luncheon and Silent Auction. Be entertained by comedian Diana Jordan as seen on HBO, Showtime, and Oprah. Visit BrazosCountyGoRed.heart.org. Sponsored by St. Joseph Health System.
American Lube Centers wants to thank you for your business. 5 years and growing. Hi, this is Debbie at American Lube Centers. We specialize in oil changes and preventative care. Come see us for all your manufacturer-recommended services. My guys and gals at American Lube Centers give you the award-winning service that you have recognized them for 5 consecutive years. American Lube Centers, fast, friendly service, your one-stop shop for your complete auto maintenance needs. And take care of your car or dually today with American Lube Centers bumper-to-bumper comprehensive detail at our Tower Point location.
All right, random facts, and I just don't believe this one. It says the average person uses Google 4 times a day. I've used it 4 times in an hour. Come on.
Well, our requirements are a little different.
They are, but still, I can't imagine somebody sits down and only does that 4 times a day. Not sure.
No, because they yell over the cubicle at the person next to them, hey, what's the square, you know?
Yeah, stuff or whatever, yeah. All right, going to be a nice day once the fog burns off, a high temperature of about 72. Look forward to that. Rain later in the week. WTAW, College Station Bryan, it's 7 o'clock.